Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1364, recorded May 5th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly, all streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/twit. And now, get ready for Dick. Are you ready, Richard?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready, Leo?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt your regularly scheduled program to bring you all new crap. It's the weekly Daily Gizwiz. Ever before. How dare I? Right before this show began, yes. I said that Star Wars, what episode was that? Episode one? That was three, five, six. Episode six was terrible. And then I launched this. How could it get any better? Hello, Dickie D.
But by comparison, we're now good.
Well, I'll tell you what, no Ewoks in this episode. Promise you that. Hello, Ricardo. Thank you so much.
Yes.
For even though I was in Norway riding the Hurtigruta, that's what I was doing on Saturday, riding the Hurtigruta, you continued on, you soldiered on, you came in here, you took over the studio, and you sat here for an hour and a half waiting for me. And I am so grateful to you for doing
Wait a minute. You weren't here last Saturday?
No, I was on the Hurtigruta.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a little subdued, but I just thought all those other weeks when you were on those coffee highs.
That's it.
Just
it finally came down. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. It was super, right? Your trip?
Yeah, it was really fun. I met some great photographers. I mean, some of the best photographers in the world. We're going to do a special TWiT photo at the end of the month. Two specials, actually, the last two Tuesdays of the month. We're gonna have some just wonderful. I didn't bring my pictures. I guess next week I'll bring pictures. I could tell you about the Hurtigruta. Here's, I don't know how you say this still, and I practiced for weeks. The Hurtigruta. It's spelled Hurtigruta, which means the fast route. Hurtigruta. But it's not pronounced as it's spelled. It's pronounced Hurtigruta.
And it's a ship?
I don't know what the hell it is. Yes, it's a boat that sails the fjords.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was really beautiful. We actually got on board on Sunday because the conference went through last Saturday. And then the organizers very kindly, I mean, this was very nice of them, arranged for us to go on the Hurtigruta from the town we were in, Kristiansund, to Bergen, which is a beautiful old university town. And it's right at the bottom, well, not quite the bottom, the bottom left of the spoon that is Norway. And then it's kind of on the middle of the bowl of the bottom of the spoon. If it were a spork, it would be right on the tip of the tine on the left-hand side. And then that was Sunday. It was an overnight ride. Monday we arrived in Bergen. nauseous, sick to our stomach, just feeling like hell. Because it was kind of, you know, tossing and turning. And then we immediately hopped on a 10-hour train ride, which you would have loved, from across the Spoon. So we're on the barrel of the Spoon. Here, I've done an illustration, and maybe this will make it a little bit clearer. Is that bright? Whoa, okay, there we go. We were on the barrel of the Spoon, and here's Bergen. And we took a train ride right through the middle of the barrel to Oslo, which is on the... right-hand side.
No, I'm confused. Now, is that a tablespoon or a teaspoon? Because I can't judge distance.
It's kind of a weird fat spoon.
Oh, it's a weird fat spoon. Yeah. Oh, now I got it. Okay.
And then, so we basically crossed from the left.
So that's about 10 hours
to the right.
To there, right?
Yeah. Through the it was kind of like this.
The chopstick of.
It was kind of like.
The chopstick.
Yeah, the chopstick. Yeah. So, and this, by the way, this is all mountainous. In fact, and this is where the Star Trek reference, Star Wars. Oh God, I did it again.
Okay.
Here's where the Star Wars reference comes in. The mountainous area here, Ben, even though we're at the end of April, there's still a ton of snow there. The mountainous area here was where the filming for the ice planet Hoth occurred in Episode 5 of The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh well, you know, if you went from that circle to that circle,
yes.
On a ship, and there were all those mountains in between.
The ship went here. The ship. This is Kristiansund here. Oh. This is Bergen. The ship went from here to here.
Oh,
that was overnight. Okay. That was very choppy.
I was going to say, that's a bad captain.
Right. And then when you get to Bergen, yes. No, he couldn't go across the mountains. We had to do a train. But, you know, it's a very fast, very nice, beautiful, smooth ride. And it was gorgeous. It was about an 8 or 9 hour train ride through the middle of the Spoon.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay,
pretty cool. It was just a wonderful time. And then we got to Oslo, and we flew home from Oslo the next day.
Nice.
Or as they say in the Norway, Oslo.
And okay.
We flew home. After that. So what did you do? What did you do all
Well,
last
I
week?
Went out to Vegas to the Nesh Hardware Show.
Oh, wow. So you probably have a bunch of stuff from that.
I made a side trip to the gold and silver pawn shop.
There's gold and silver porn?
Pawn shop. Have you ever seen the TV series called Pawn Stars?
Yes. That's where the porn show is filmed?
Yes. And I had done a takeoff on it called Yawn Stars.
No kidding. So they welcomed you like royalty, no doubt.
Well, that was the funny thing. A friend of mine at the hardware show said, Dick, I have a rented car.
Let's go.
Let's run over to the gold and silver pawn shop and see what they thought of your satire.
Right.
So we went over there, and there's a long line to get in, and we speak to somebody at the door, and they said, oh, we'll put you in contact with our PR person. My friend says, you have a PR person? I said, we have an entire agency. So they called somebody, and someone said, just let them in. But unfortunately, the porn stars were on location. Someone had brought in some sort of a gun, and they were out on a firing range filming. But it's very weird, Leo. It's like 20% pawned items and about 80% merchandising. You know, T-shirts. And there's a guy on the show called Chumley, the heavyset guy.
Chumley.
And Chumley for President T-shirts. And Chumley.
That's crazy.
Bizarre.
That's so crazy. They think they're big stars, obviously.
I think that they do. Well, you know, the fact that people would line up to go in, no one was hawking anything while I was there, but there was 30 people online to buy souvenirs.
Yeah, because it's now become like the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good idea for a TV show. I don't understand why it's being broadcast on history.com.
No, it is interesting, but it often comes in number one in the ratings on cable shows.
Yeah, and the thing about reality shows is not only do people love them, they're cheap.
Cheap as all get out.
Yeah. So, you know, this is like...
If you go to my login blog, I put up a picture of the Chumley Wall,
The Chumley Wall?
Chumley Wall. All his T-shirts.
Oh, good. Let's see. Now, is that at gizwiz.biz?
Gizwiz.biz and then Dick's log and blog.
Log and blog. Really? Right. That's really what you named it?
That's what it is. Blog and log. A log and blog. It's right, Norwegian.
Blog and login. I've wrote the blog and login.
Log and login. Okay,
I'm sure it's going to be here somewhere. Let me just... The navigation is a little obscure. I don't see where would that
what?
Be.
Dick's blog and blog is not there.
Should it be in one of the? Oh, there it is. Dick's blog and log.
Yeah,
and there it is. GS Pawn Prepaid. Well,
they have this big thing there, so you can take your photo with them when they're not there.
With an ad for their whatever that is.
Whatever that is, right? Their website, and then further down, these are all that whole rack of T-shirts. Dear. Are all Chumley. Chumley is Superman. Chumley for president. The
I'm sure this
poster,
does quite well for them, actually.
Yeah. The woman at the desk, I said, how come there's so much Chumley stuff? She said, that is our biggest seller. Anything with the name Chumley on it is, hopefully the kid gets some part of that.
But they didn't roll out the red carpet exactly.
No, they did. No, I think they took it in, to tell you.
Go away.
Now, I finally met a guy who said that he's one of the managers there, and he said, yes, they have a sense of humor, and yes, they liked it. So,
But are the guys actually there at the on the other side of the counter, or no?
Normally, they drift in and out, and the woman said that had they known in advance, they would have given us their shooting schedule. That they're like stars.
They're celebrities now.
They're celebrities, exactly.
So just depressing as hell. Meanwhile, we labor on in absolute obscurity, whereas our content is just as junky as theirs. I don't think there's any reason to assume that we are in no way not as crappy as that show.
No, you're absolutely right. So we should have more fans. Is
we
what
should
you're
have
saying.
More fans. God well,
maybe
knows
we need more T-shirts.
We're as cheap to produce as that show.
That's true. That's true.
It baffles me. You know. As long as we're talking Schadenfreude, you know, the shameful pleasure in the what is the opposite of Schadenfreude? Schadenfreude is a shameful pleasure in the failures of others. There must be something which is like the shameful distress at the success of others. That's what I have. I'm very competitive. I don't like others. So our friends at Revision 3, you know, Kevin Rose, Patrick Norton.
Yes, yes, yes.
David Prager, all the people I worked with at Tech TV. So you know the genesis of this. So Kevin continued on at G4 for a couple of years, hosting, kind of an appalling version of the screensavers called Attack of the Revenge of the Show or something. And he did that with Sarah, Kevin and Sarah. And I think Kevin Pereira eventually joined the team. And meanwhile, I'm up here, laboring in obscurity and doing the radio show. And we started Twit, the podcast. That was in 2005. Kevin was a regular. In fact, Kevin and Patrick were both regulars. I offered them a three-way split of Twit. I said, let's make a company called Twit. You take a third. I'll take a third. You'll take a third, and then and we'll build this network. And Kevin said, no, I don't want to do that. And so about a month later, he quits G4 and starts Revision 3. Apparently got some funding from Jay Adelson, and it started Revision 3 doing what? Podcasts called News Roundtable podcast called Dignation. I was a little miffed at the time, but you know what? I love Kevin. We kissed and made up. Well, we didn't kiss, but we hugged and made up. It was a bro hug. You know, my arm is in between our bodies. So they just got sold to Discovery for $30 million.
What? Oh, my God.
So I guess they were right not to take a share of this, because they'd probably owe that much money now, and that would be bad.
But are they happy? Are they having fun?
That's what I say.
No, pray they aren't.
I'm very happy that it's really good. The Kevin and Patrick and David and I don't know if Patrick actually is a stakeholder in Revision 3, but I know Prager is, and I know Kevin, of course, as the founder is, and Discovery bought Revision 3 this week for $30 million.
Oh, my word. But you know what? This is more fun than that. But do you have Kevin's phone number and can you email it to me?
I don't. You won't give it to me.
Okay, I have it. I'll email it to you.
That's actually kind of interesting because Kevin started, when he was at Tech TV, he started Digg, D-I-G-G.
Yes, yes.
Then he went to G4, left G4 to start Revision 3. This guy is a serial entrepreneur. And then left Digg and Revision 3, although I think he's still on the board and certainly is a founder of both, to start Milk. So in the last 30 days, Milk gets bought by Google. Kevin now works at Google for we don't know how much money. Revision 3 gets sold to Discovery for $30 million. And now we just got word that Digg essentially has been sold to the Washington Post for an undisclosed amount of money. So all three of the companies he started 5 years ago have now converted. And the guy must be worth millions. And he started on this is where the opposite of schadenfreude. What is that? The shameful distress at the success of others kicks in. Because this guy, he was our IT guy at Tech TV, and I suggested that we put him on television. And now he won't even return my calls.
Wow.
It's Freudenschad. That's the opposite of schadenfreude.
Oh. Hey.
Do you have a gadget to take my mind off of this?
On that cheery note.
No, in all seriousness, I'm being silly, obviously. I'm so thrilled for them. I think that's just great.
Yeah. But you, yeah. Okay. For those not watching.
Anyway, it's really good news. And I know you go back to those early days and you're good friends with all of them. And if you just let Kevin know, I could use a few bucks. It would just be great.
Yeah, no, I will. No, it's very funny. Who knew? Who knew that I had hitched my star to the wrong person?
That's pretty much what everybody around here is saying. Sarah Lane's looking them dagger eyes at me.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well. That's okay. Anyway, yes. So the hardware show. Let's see. I found something you're not going to want, but I'll just. And it's not a gadget, but I thought I should have them send this to Leo just for laughs. It's a way to convert your car into a snowplow. Just what you need. But then I thought. You had heard about this earlier, but I thought it'd be good for the Weekly Daily Giz Whiz. The company is called Slob Proof, and they have an entire website.
They make a snowplow?
No. This is a different company now.
Oh, you're not going to do the snowplow conversion kit?
I'm not going to do this snowplow.
Oh,
no,
come on. There's a great gadget. That's begging to be done.
Wouldn't this be funny for Leo, first of all? There's no snow where he is. Yes, and second of all, I don't think he wants a snowplow on his Mustang.
Although, with all the horsepower in that car, it could probably be a pretty good snowplow.
You know what? You know.
Yeah, just saying.
Kevin may be getting $30 million, but who's plowing the snow in Petaluma?
Exactly. I got the lucrative snowplow franchise. I got it all sewn up.
All in Petaluma.
It actually snowed here once.
Oh, okay. Well, based on that,
in 1995, we had about 2 inches, and I could have cleaned up. And I'm figuring we're due.
You're due. You're due soon.
Yeah, any minute now. So no, this Slob Proof is interesting because this is not their main business. It looks like they're really a furniture company.
Well, actually, Slob Proof is a group of women inventors, and the object is that they want to invent things that make life easier for mothers, housewives, and for themselves. And the woman I met at the show was Debbie Wiener, who is Bill. Her credit, I think, her business card said, "Designer, creator, head slob." So it's like you're a head twit. She's head slob, and she was talking about Dick. You know how you paint the wall brand new. The kids come in 2 days later with their wagon, and they drag it along the baseboard. Or worse yet, 6 months later, someone damages the wall.
Right. Right.
Well, you have custom made paint, custom colored, custom mixed. And you put it in the garage, and there was just 1/2 inch of paint in that gallon can.
I'm telling you, my garage is filled with little bits of paint in big gallon cans, and I've got a dozen of them because when we didn't build the house, but when the guy built the house, he saved all the paint, of course, I hope, because then that way you can do touch-ups.
Yeah, it's very funny. Yeah, I have a 2.5-room apartment. I have 6 cans of paint in a can.
Well, and it's...
I have, Yes. I have the hall paint, the hall trim.
Right.
The studio paint. Right. The studio trim. My six 1 gallon cans. Probably by the time I open them, it'll all be dried out, useless.
So, well, and it's a hazard. I mean, having these are volatile chemicals, and it is actually even a hazard to have these.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So so you take the pen out of the can and put it in the pen.
Exactly. So it comes with a syringe. I know it sounds funny, but I said the same as you. Why do you need a syringe with a pen set? So what you do is the syringe is to suck the last little bit of paint out of even the tin that you're using to paint the wall.
Right.
And you inject it into the pen.
Right.
Then you cap the pen. And Debbie says the pen, the paint will stay fresh in the pen for at least a year. Throw in the kitchen drawer. Then someone scars the wall or the ceiling, whatever. Take the pen out. You twist the barrel. The barrel. By doing that, that forces the paint onto the tip. And then you just paint out the scars or the scuff marks and recap the pen again and save it till the next time you need it. And it's very
bingo,
clever.
Bingo.
Bingo. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, it's on Amazon. Amazon said it will start shipping May 7th, so that's just about the time we're talking about this. And it's pretty reasonable. You get two pens, so you can store two different colors of paint, and you get the little syringe, and it's $20.
I think it's a good idea. I'm a little distressed by the fact that it would only last a year, because that means you still have to kind of keep the cans, I guess.
Well, you know, let me just see.
You could probably seal this in something.
She might have said years.
She might have said, who knows? She might have said decades, centuries. Who knows? You don't know.
She might have said 100,000 years.
She could have said it'll last a month. We don't know.
No, she said that I know year was in there. It may have had an S on it.
I don't know. Last the summer of 42, and that's it. It could be anything.
Yeah. And on Mars, it could last an eon.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Swab-proof paint kit.
I actually think that's a great idea. I do.
It is. It is. Now, the video. So there are four Saturdays in May, so I shot four videos. So I'm trying to make my trip pay off.
You're kind of ahead now.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to do one video a week, and this first one is pretty interesting, and I'll talk more about it after we watch the video of the week.
I think I might sit on the first frame. I don't know what the hell's going on here. But if you go to YouTube, these are all on YouTube, youtube.com/madmaddest. Here he is, Dick, at the hardware show.
Hey, Dickie Bartolo, Mads Maddest, right, and the Gizwiz. So I'm walking down one of the aisles at the hardware show, and I look up. I'm at the general booth. It's not playing right now, but one of my videos is playing because
what?
I showed one of these devices on ABC News. Roger, what is this called?
This is called the DCS 200. It's a video borescope.
That's what we want. That's a video borescope. You know, not bore like your neighbors. This is so you can look behind things. There's a video camera in there and a light. So you want to know if there's rot in the wall? Well, you can do it with this. But now Roger tells me they have something brand new. And Roger, what's the name of the new device?
We call this the iBoroscope. And hence, that's the association.
Okay, I as in iPod, iTouch, iPad, and iPhone. So this is really amazing. So I'm going to have Dennis go down here. So what you do is you boot it up, you get to the Wi-Fi network, and then you can look around. Hey, Roger, could you actually put that in my pocket?
Yes, let me show you.
Don't look in Dick's pocket.
Now,
no.
Okay.
Oh, I'll never forget when I did this.
Let's see what's in this pocket.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Did it stop working?
It's all clogged.
Oh, it stopped working.
Oh.
I bore.
Oh.
And we're trying to bring
it
up.
I'm sorry, hold it.
Does
this guy work for the company, or is he there just
to... Yes, I love when this
happens. Oh, he didn't have the light on.
Okay.
And
voila.
Money.
Oh, a $1 bill.
That's actually pretty cool.
The iPhone.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, I hit big at the Slutch last night. Yeah. No, I'm still a male. No change down there. Yeah. Okay. Hey, so, Roger, when is this coming out, and what will it cost?
Mid-July, and the retail price will be
$299.
Now, one interesting thing about this, the unit is a Wi-Fi hotspot. It turns on, and if you have an Android, for example, you can get on the internet with your Android. If you have a computer, the computer sees it as a Wi-Fi hotspot. And we are working on an Android version of the app. Yeah.
Us Android people, we always get everything last, okay? But this is pretty neat. So we're at the General booth. This is coming out in July. Pretty nifty. And it's Dick DiBartolo, Maz Madestrida, and the Gizwiz at the hardware show. Roger, I have a little pain over here. Can you stick it down my throat and see?
And there we get the final shot. Wow.
And Leo, I am using, thanks to your recommendation,
yes,
the Audio Technica.
Oh, that sounds much better.
Yeah. What was the mic that you bought and we're going to take to
NAB? I did use it. I recorded my commercials, and I don't remember the – it was the ATR, I think, 2100, I think.
It was the 2100. Yeah. Yes. So I got
so
one,
that sounded
two,
a lot better. Thank you.
Yeah. That's what I'm using.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Dick, for
– Yeah. So this is kind of fun. So it comes with three different tips. A little magnetic tip, so if you drop something down the drain, you can actually send the camera down the drain. You can turn on this two built-in LED lights. Then you can, if it's magnetic, you can put a little magnet on it and pick it up that way. There's a little pick attachment that goes on the end of it. So if you drop something behind the sofa and you can't move the sofa, you can go in and pick it up with that.
I would just like to have this. Well, just think of the money you'd save on colonoscopies. I mean, it's really...
Oh, you know what? You know what, Leo? You're right. You're doing that first of Dr. Mom, and this, it's a hospital. It's a hospital.
When Dr. Mom comes out, she's going to give me an on-air physical. Let's get one of these just...
This is perfect.
For fun.
This is perfect. And, you know, let me know when you're doing it so I don't watch.
That, you know, that's how you get Discovery Channel interested. Now I know where I went wrong.
Yeah. How much would you pay for this station?
So it's you said $299?
It's $299 coming in July.
Now, boroscopes is actually a category, but what's neat is this: the way they do this is it's with the Wi-Fi on it, and then it can go right to a phone or an iPad or whatever. I think that's pretty
cool. Yeah. And you just download the app at the iTunes store.
Very cool.
So that's new from General. It's not on their website yet, but it will be shortly.
Cool. That's gadget two. We got one more gadget number three before we take a break. Go ahead.
Okay. So the next gadget is called Quake Escape.
Quake Escape.
The earthquake detector.
Now, see, we need this out here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's very funny. I spoke to the guy for quite some time, I'll explain it first because it's kind of interesting. I said to him, you know, there have been quake detectors before, and, you know, they normally just give you like 30 seconds of warning, which is better than none at all.
Right.
You can at least run it, jump in a bathtub or get under a door jam or whatever is recommended. But I'm going to turn around here because I forgot where I put it. Let's see, Myra, just want to look and see if it quirks. Oh, here it is. What's neat about this guy is not only does it have a built-in detector, but it has built-in LEDs. So the object of this is not only does it sound the alarm, and again, it can just be seconds of warning, but then the five LED lights come on, and this is on a bracket that you just snap out so that you can grab this and use it as your flashlight to run to wherever you decided you want to be when the earthquake goes off. And I did ask him, I said, you know, well, how do we know that this would work? And he said, well, you know, we tested it in the lab, and the lab said it does work. But I went to their website, which is safetyproof.com, safe-t, LettitT-Proof.com. And it turns out, not only does the company make earthquake alarms and devices, they actually build things called earthquake cottages, which are simulators that they sell to the government and they sell to industry as a way for them to test devices.
Oh, so, my goodness. It's like a... It comes on a truck and on a stand.
Right. Well, they said they also build the world's only portable earthquake simulator. So I'm thinking, you know, for $40, it's $50 on Amazon, but for some reason at their website, they're introducing it at $40. You know, if you were in an earthquake area, I would think it would not be a bad idea to have a couple of these.
I think we are in an earthquake area, although we haven't had one in a while. Actually, you've had earthquakes more recently than we have.
Yes. Maybe. Well, we won't anymore because I got this.
Yeah, so. Of course. So this. So what is it I should get for people in an earthquake area?
Okay, it's called Quake Escape is the name of the device.
Oh, just a warner. We good to have around here. If the light goes on, I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And as I said, $50 at Amazon, $40 at the... Safe dash.
They sell everything. I mean, they've got.
They it's a whole
supplies and
supply place. There's also information on earthquakes and emergencies. It's a good website to bookmark.
You can actually lease the Quake Cottage if you just wanted. At our last party, we had one of those bounce houses. You know, you get to inflate it and the kids jump in it. This would be even better. Okay, everybody, get in the Quake Cottage. First one to throw up wins.
Oh, yeah. No, loses.
Loses.
The last one to throw up wins.
Oh, see, this is why we have you around, because I don't really understand the premise.
And we could get a dry cleaning establishment to sponsor it.
They sell the backpack survival kits, like the Ready Kit. They sell...
We
should have this, because there's going to be an earthquake. And at some point... everybody lives in an earthquake zone should have one of these emergency tools that lets you shut off the gas and water. You know, we were last earthquake in 89, I was working at KNBR, the radio station in San Francisco, and we actually did events where we would hand these out because it'd be so important to have them.
Really?
Sure.
Were you in an earthquake ever?
Oh, yeah. I was in the 89 quake, which is the last big one in this area. I was at Candlestick Park for the World Series.
Oh, whoa.
We were ready for game three, and everything started shaking. It was very scary. Sure. And I was working in radio, so we went back to the radio station and started, doing the news.
Yeah. Blow by blow.
Yeah, but I the thing about earthquakes is completely unpredictable, but if you're in an area on a fault, which we are, the geologists say it's inevitable. It's just a matter of when. And we haven't had a really big. We had a little one that I felt about a month ago. Woke me up about 5 a.m. But it wasn't. It was 4.8, I think, something like that, which is strong but not super strong.
It's scary.
It is. Well, if you've ever been in a real earthquake, as I have several times, it is scary because you don't expect the earth to move. It's one of those things.
First show we ever did together, Leo, I felt the earth move.
I know. And it's been ever since that I...
It's been a sinkhole
It's been a sinkhole. It fell right into the ground.
Deeper and deeper every show.
The earth moved for you? Yep. It opened a pit at my feet.
It's the sinkhole series. And now for the sinkhole series.
Hey, let's take a break, and we're going to come back. I have a turn the table Tuesday turkey. Actually, it's not a turkey. It's actually pretty sweet. And I know you're going to go to the Gadget Warehouse, and we've got letters, too. But before we do any of that, let's talk a little bit about our friends at Netflix.com. Now, I think everybody knows about Netflix. Who wouldn't? In fact, you probably all are subscribers, which means it's absolutely pointless to do this commercial. But knowing me, I'm going to do it anyway. Because if you don't know about it, you ought to. Netflix is, of course, many people know it as the DVD by mail company. But forget that. The best deal on television, the best deal in content out there is Netflix streaming. $8 a month for unlimited viewing. And there's such good stuff. Now, admittedly, not everything is there, but there sure is a lot. including TV shows like Parks and Recreation, Scrubs, The Office. I caught up on Mad Men. All four of the first four seasons are on there. Ally McBeal, you want to go back in time? Larry Sanders Show. I mean, and then great movies, too. Wonderful stuff. All available right now. Just for $7.99 a month. But I'll tell you what, if you go to netflix.com/twit, it's free for the first month. You know what I really love, and I've been watching a lot of, is they have a lot of documentaries about albums. This is Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. So if you're a big Fleetwood Mac fan, or Paul Simon's Graceland, there's a classic album. You can watch a movie about the making of Graceland. The nice thing about Netflix, and it really changes how you watch, is because it's instant streaming, you can sample something. We were talking about The Big Lebowski earlier. What a great movie. But if maybe you've never seen it. Maybe you don't know if you're going to like it. No problem. You don't have to wait for a DVD to come in the mail. Just go watch it. If you don't like it, there's another movie and another one and another one and another one. It is the best deal in online entertainment. And if you're not already a subscriber, I know you love the old-time movies. Look at this. There's No Business Like Show Business with Ethel Merman. Sonja Henie.
Wow.
It's a pleasure. She was the skating champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Naked Truth, one of the best movies ever with Peter Sellers. If you've never seen this, this is a classic that just really doesn't get shown much anymore. I love it. Netflix.com/twit. No more need be said. If you're not already a member, subscribe. And if you are, and by the way, this kills me. So they were on Mad Men on the AMC, they were really promoting The Killing Season 2. And I said, oh, this looks pretty good. And so I went to iTunes and I bought season one. And what an idiot. Here it is on Netflix. I could have watched the entire season one for free. I should always check first. Yes. Walking Dead, the whole first season, free. I mean, essentially, once you paid the $7.99 a month. Actually, it is free for you. Netflix.com/twit. All right, Dick, if you would do the honors, it's time to introduce Turn the Table Turkey Time.
I will. Hey, once a week. Turns out that it's once for 2 weeks for this episode. We turn to Leo Laporte, and I'm told that it's going to be a turn-the-table treasure.
This
with
is
our new billion-dollar theme song.
Our new theme. What do you think? John Riopelsumu made this for us on his Indian flute, and he's now doing the turn-the-table turkey dance. I'll tell you what.
I give it an 8.
Here we go. Go for it. Play the song.
Leo's Turn the Table Treasure.
Leo looks under his
bed. Sounds exactly the same.
To find some crab to share.
Oh, this isn't the flute?
Turn the table, turkey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is, our turkey of the year. Look at this. It's thin,
now,
it's light.
I like it already.
It's metal. It's a MacBook Air? No. No,
it's not.
Yeah, that kind of fooled you, didn't it? It is an Ultrabook. This is Intel's been pushing the Ultrabooks. These are ultra light. They really are the response to the MacBook Air. Just as thin as a MacBook Air. Same kind of tapered design. In this case, metal top. This is Dell's version, the Ultrabook XPS 13. And I have to say, wow, is this nice. Starts at $1,000. This one is a little bit more loaded than usual. In this case, it's a Intel Core i7, but you can get an i3, i5, and our i7. Let's just look at the website because, you know, the best thing to do is to go to the website and price it because the pricing is variable. Starts as, doesn't really say because, you know, what you want to do is customize and buy. And this is, let's see, for $9.99, you get a 256 gig SSD drive, solid state drive. You also get a T-Mobile 4G hotspot. That's pretty cool. I think they've done a nice job with this, and it's light. It's really feels very much like a MacBook Air. If you want to run Windows, you want to have a lightweight computer. And it's more affordable than a MacBook Air. I think this is a really nice choice. Now, one of the things that I wanted to do, and the reason I asked to review this, I'm going to review it on Before You Buy, is I was curious, can this run Linux? And let me turn it on, because it can, and it runs it beautifully. So this is actually a good choice for people who want a Linux laptop. Maybe if you want Windows 7 or you want Linux. I think it's really nice. This is very comparable to other Ultrabooks, although I think that Dell has done a particularly nice job of this. Let me get the password in here. Good screen, 13-inch screen. Windows 7 64-bit is on here. This particular one for $999 is an i5, the 2467M processor. That's running at 1.6 gigahertz, although these processors turbo boost up to 2.3. It's the Intel HD Graphics 3000, which is a decent onboard graphics. 256 gig solid state drive. That's bigger than Apple gives you for more money. And I think a solid state drive really makes it a lot faster. It's an anodized aluminum top, plastic bottom with rubberized feet. There's a 720p display, 13.3-inch display. Built-in camera, too, which I like, 1.3 megapixels. So very good quality HD webcam built into there. The keyboard is backlit, which is really great. The current MacBook Airs do that, but the originals did not. It's a kind of an odd-looking keyboard. It looks like kind of a alien space font on here. But it has the things that I look for in a laptop keyboard, such as the cursor keys arranged in a T form that makes it very easy on the right to go up, down, left, right. You press the function key, of course, you've got home and page up and page down. I use this for navigation a lot on web pages. It's got the Windows key, the function key, the control and alt key, and a full set of function keys that connect to things like audio and screen and so forth. So this is a great keyboard. The feel is very much like the Mac. This is that kind of chiclet style keyboard. But it's got good travel, a good feel. If you know, this is pretty much all the laptop keyboards are now like this. Bluetooth 3.0 in here, and the battery is a 47 watt hour battery, six cells. So you know, I haven't yet done a complete battery drain on it, but you're getting about 6 hours of battery life on here. I have to say, it's a very nice little notebook. I've been very pleased by it. This is the XPS 13 Ultrabook. And you can, you know, of course, as always, you can customize it to get a bigger processor or whatever it is you want. But the starting point is $999. I would say I'm highly recommending this. I think this is, if you're looking for something equivalent to a MacBook Air, and we've played with the Lenovo, we've played with the Asus. This is my favorite. I think partly because the it's not as fingerprinty as some of the other designs. The anodized aluminum doesn't pick up fingerprints so much as the Asus did. Here it is running. It's kind of fun. Running Ubuntu Linux 12.04. This is running through Wubi, which makes it very easy to install. You don't have to reformat or anything. It installs it right on top of Windows, and I can dual boot back into Windows if I want to very easily. So overall, so far, this is actually my favorite Ultrabook. I've tried almost all of them, and I think this is, like the ZenBook, very similar.
Leo, how big is the screen?
13.3 inches. 13. It's 720p.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the horizontal spec would be, but is that 1280 by 720? Let me check. I'll find out for you. I love an SSD, by the way, in a computer. That just boots really quickly, which is very
nice. And
that's
a big, that was a big SSD, you said, right?
Yeah, 256 gigs is
wow.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty
big.
That's pretty hefty.
Yeah.
And as I said, it comes with Windows 7 64-bit. Whoops, let me go back here. I had the screen resolution. And then the nice lady from Dell came on. And wanted to tell me. It's 18 millimeters thick at its thickest point, 33 centimeter display, that's 13.3 inches HD display. I want more. I want to know more.
Yes. What's the resolution? What's the weight?
Oh, the weight. Oh, you know, thereabouts. It's less than 5 pounds, I'd say. No, it's 2.99 pounds, almost three. You know, it's okay. So close.
Yeah.
They might as well have just made it 3 pounds. So it's fairly lightweight. Feels pretty good. I'm still trying to find the display resolution on here. I only don't say. I knew it's 720p, and I think that's probably the most important thing. There you go. It is a little cheaper than a MacBook Air. Not as much cheaper as perhaps one would like. I think it's about $300 less for a comparable machine. And a bigger hard drive does make a big difference. I think that's one thing they have a bit of an advantage on. Dell Ultrabook. There's nothing dull about Dell. Well, it's kind of dull. It actually is dull. The Dell Ultrabook XPS 13. Oh, ports. Yeah, somebody's asking about the ports. So let's take a look on the side. Here we have a headphone jack. Not a mic jack, just a headphone jack. USB port. There's the power port. And on the other side, another USB port. And this is nice. That looks like... what is that? Is that a mini display port? I think it's a mini display port. On the side.
HDMI?
No, but mini display port converts to HDMI. So with a
simple
adapter.
Good.
So,
okay.
That's nice. That means you can plug in a Dell 13-inch monitor. Or is that USB 3? Maybe that's USB 3. I don't know. You know what? I should look it up.
Call tech support.
Help me. 1366 by 768. Actually, I'm going to correct myself. David Bix is telling me that... See, and this is where I have a little trouble with the Dell configurator. It is only 128 gig hard drive in the $1,000 version. You have to pay a little bit more for the bigger hard drive.
Okay.
So that is very nice.
That's pretty nice.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm very happy with it. It will be installed just beautifully. So I've got Ubuntu on here, and it's just it sings. It's very sweet, very fast. My turn the table turkey
was a turn the table treasure.
Yes, it is USB 3 plus USB 2 with PowerShare. That is the mini display port on the side there. Thank you, DWAC 7D. Now, Dickie D.
Yes.
It is time for us to take a little stroll. I think perhaps you know where we're going.
I do.
I believe there's a Zabar's on the corner. No, we're going. No. Pay no attention to the Gray's Papaya down the street. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stroll down Amsterdam, take a left at Broadway, head to the Netherlands, fly back to New York, and go to... Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, Dick's Gadget. And
Leo, how you
Dick
doing?
D. Bartolo.
Yes. And in that description, you forgot one thing.
What's that?
Head down to Amsterdam, move over to Denmark, and then turn on your GPS.
Yes,
because you're totally lost.
Where am I? Hello, well, Dickie D.
Yes, Leo.
Yes.
It is time to say not only goodbye, chum, but goodbye, chumby.
Oh, I know.
Did you have a chumby?
I do. I have somewhere I have a chumby.
You still have one. Okay.
Yeah.
I had one when they first came out.
That's not the kind I... Is it? No, you have a hard...
This is the very first.
Oh, it is. It's a leather case or the pleather case. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And the chumby, basically, it's like a bean bag with a little 3-inch touchscreen. It had several apps on it. At the very beginning, very few apps. And I didn't use mine much, and a friend said, oh, I love it, I love it. I said, well, you know what? You can have it.
Aww.
And then 2 weeks ago, we started talking that Chumby was winding down. And Dr. Mom said, you know what? I'll bring my Chumby over. She came by last week.
Oh, that was
and,
nice of her.
She said, I'm donating the Chumby because it's going to be useless soon. So I said, okay. Well, you're very kind,
so are they
Dr.
turning
Mom.
Off the Chumby servers
you know,
as well?
No, Leo, it's very funny. If you go to the Chumby website, it's still up. But if you click on store, it says temporarily closed.
Forever.
But it's said that for about a month now.
Temporarily closed for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Now, it came in. It was very expensive. It was about $180.
Yeah.
They had given us a fair number of them. Oh, it's still. Yeah, you
still,
you
closed.
Still got
yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
The same thing. They gave her a number of them away, hopefully to get apps developed for them. Dr. Mom said when it was up and running, she said it did one thing her, not even her iPad did. And that's, she set up all her favorite apps that she liked, and the Chumbee just slowly cycles through them all.
Right. I did that. Yeah.
Yeah. You can leave it on your desk and see the weather and the stocks or a recipe or whatever. But already on this Chumbee, every once in a while, an app will come up and say, this app is waiting to be updated, and you know it ain't ever gonna happen.
Yeah.
And you and I, 2 years ago, they tried to make a
Android.
Whole new
Android
remember
Chumbo.
They came out with an 8-inch Chumbee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And evidently it ain't happening. So Chumbee is slowly fading.
Yeah, it's when I saw that, I sent you the email because I know that now Sony makes a. In fact, I think Dr. Mom still has her Dash, which is a very similar device.
You know, I thought the Dash had already quit Chumbee.
I don't know.
In other words, Dr. Mom gave me the crap thing.
Yes.
While keeping the newer Dash.
The one that works. Yes. Well, she knows you have a gadget warehouse.
Yeah, that's right. This does belong in the warehouse.
Yeah. Goodbye, Chumbee.
Goodbye, old Chumbee.
Goodbye, old friend. Yes, we knew you when. It was cute. You know, it was a cute idea, but it was ridiculous because it was expensive. It didn't do very much. The screen was kind of crappy.
Yeah. It was tiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of those things.
Oh, well. I think before we end this program, we really owe a master an apology to every single person who's listening. And in way of making it up, I'd like to play this very special apology song. And now letters time. Here he is, Dickie
letters
D.
Time. Yes, Dick and Leo, hi. The first show I listened to every day on my short walk to the station was the Daily Gizwiz.
Yeah, we ruined
that. I was able to tell what day of the week it was from the theme music, and my life was so organized and ordered.
I feel terrible.
Then you moved to the weekly format,
yeah.
And I had to refer to a calendar to see what day it was.
Oh, horrible.
Unfortunately, our Dutch sign language calendar isn't much help in this regard.
Oh, no.
Now I find myself turning up for work on weekends and sleeping in on weekdays. But every cloud has a silver lining.
It does.
And your weekly cycle means that the community podcast network I help out with is catching up with you. While you slack off and do one show a week, we continue shows every weekday. Our listeners send in the shows. Oh, we're slacking off and your listeners send in the show? Our listeners send in the shows, and they can be on any topic that are of interest to hackers. Our website, hackerspublicradio.org. Many of us are fans of Twit and the Weekly Daily Gizwiz, and we would be cuffed to bits.
Oh, no.
If you and Leo could give a shout-out so we
chuffed.
Can include...
I think chuffed, not cuffed.
Chuffed. Is that, I never heard that expression.
It's a Britishism, and I guess... This guy's from Amsterdam?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Chuffed.
Chuffed.
If you and Leo could give us a shout-out so we can include it in our special 1,000th show.
Oh, so we should do that right now.
We should do it right now.
Okay.
So chuff, chuff, chuff.
Ha, ha, ha. What is the name of this crap show?
Hackerpublicradio.org.
Yes.
All the best, and may you never catch up with us. No, but he does say, all going well, we will catch up with you on Wednesday, the 8th of January, 2014, when we will both be taping episode 1417. Thanks a million. Signed, Ken.
They are a daily show.
They are a daily show.
Yeah, and you can
we
call
thought
in.
Daily was so pedestrian. No, daily.
Why, every day.
We
every
scoff week. At daily, yeah. Except for TNT. We don't scoff yeah. at that.
No, that's no. that's daily in a good way.
That's daily in a good way. Yes. Not in a hacking public radio .org way.
Well, we're just sorry that you guys are still daily. And you'll see Hacker Public Radio.
When your listeners stop sending in your shows.
You'll never make it to 1,000. What? Oh, this is their 1,000th? Well, never mind. You'll never make it to 10,000.
Yeah, exactly. And we will.
We did. Will.
The chat room will see
you. We will that. In 100 years.
Yeah. And Lee, I wanted to mention that the new game, it is May.
It's the lusty month of May.
Lusty month of May, and the new What the Heck Is It game is up. And I thought I would read you a few answers for the March-April game. I think you, what did you guess for
I
that?
Thought these were knuckle dusters for Smurfs. You know.
Okay. Amazingly enough, there were about 75 to 80 some sort of brass knuckles.
That's what they look like. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. The second most given answer was some sort of cigar cutter, which I guess it could be. And then we had a couple of things that it could be. I think it's a spaghetti measuring aid.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. Sure.
Yeah, that could be with Mike Kimball said, I think this is a stockade for blockheads. That's good. Vernon said, is it a reduced calorie candy bar? Okay. Because there are giant holes in it. A mustache handlebar tie. And this is one of my favorite. People, it's just very weird. I think this device, you put your big toe from each foot in the hole at each end.
Yes, yes. And then you try to walk.
And then your legs will not get tangled while you sleep.
It's perfect.
Thank you, Scott.
They should resell these with that purpose.
Yeah, exactly. And Mark says, I don't know what it is, but it appears to say, oh, oh, oh. Anyway, so three people got it. Oh, by the way, it was something called the Padlet, and it is actually a way to carry your iPad. You stretch that rubber device to the two corners
terrible.
Of the
iPad. It's just terrible.
And I don't know if I would want to carry my iPad for fear that one corner would slip off, but. Anyway, looks like they're...
And it looks just awful. But anyway, maybe they sell a lot of them. Maybe it's just us.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It could just be us. Picky us.
We just... What do we know?
You know, everything we do, it just spells professional. And then when we see things...
Spells or smells professional? What?
Well, both, I would say.
Yeah, okay. All right. It does smell more professional in here now.
No, we... Take the word professional and stay as far away from it as...
Hey, we got standards.
Yeah.
They're just low.
That's right.
They're just very low standards.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So that's what... And now we have another chance. And let's look real quickly.
Yes, there's a new gadget for the What the Heck Is It?
This is a chance to win an autographed copy, as we mentioned.
Yeah, I think we gave away 30 to the silly answer, since we only gave away 3 to the real answer. So 33 autographed copies of Mad.
So in other words, if you're going to enter this contest, the harder it is, the better for you. Now, what could that be? This looks like one of those Ewoks.
You know, it does look like an Ewok, but I am not allowed to say anything. For fear I will have to send out more meds than I want to.
I'm having a feeling about this.
Okay.
Does the word cleat ring a bell?
It rings a bell, but I don't know if it has anything to do with this picture. But again, I will not give any hints.
Web4131 our chat room says it's a depressed penguin. That's correct.
It looks like a dog who hit a windshield. Yeah.
Well, anyway, go to gizwiz.biz and click the What the Heck Is It button on the front page there, and you can have a chance to enter this here contest and maybe win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine from this guy right here, Mad's Maddest Writer.
Right there, yeah.
And the
Now, Gizwiz. Are you in town for a while?
Yes, until November I'm going to be here.
Oh, okay. Oh, November.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless I change
Three
my mind.
Weeks?
Yeah, I'll be here. Wow. We're going on that cruise. That actually is going to be a long cruise. It's a 2-week cruise plus a few extra days in Sydney and a few extra days of travel.
Just over the mountains too, or is this going to be on the water?
This one's on the water only.
On the water. That, you know, that's better. I mean, I'm an avid boater, and I've just found that
dry land boating is not what it used to be.
It's not.
No,
it's not. Not if you get rocky seasick.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, rocky was the word. This is the path of the boat over the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That's the Great Wall of China. But it looked just like that.
Okay.
Yeah. We do this show every Saturday, you know. I'd like to tell people.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah, so they can avoid it. Saturday, we start around, right after the radio show, around 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. That would be 2100 UTC. Whatever you do, don't tune in twit.tv or you might see us there. Just a word of warning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we don't want to say that, but it's required by the FCC,
Absolutely.
Who sent us that nasty letter that
I think they wanted apologies, but I don't know.
We're not going that far. Thing about it reduces people's intelligence by 7 points. I don't buy it. 6 points tops.
What are they talking about? I mean, a study. Come on.
A study. A million people.
How accurate could it be?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right, Dickie. Everybody go to gizwiz.biz for notes about all the things we talked about. Play the What the Heck Is It contest. Don't forget there's Gizwiz Garbage there and Gizwiz Garb as well. And you're still doing the bunch of junk, right?
Yeah, I'm still doing box-owed crap. If you want a box-owed crap and you want to, they're not free. A lot of people always say, oh, send me a box of crap.
No.
Send me three boxes.
It's not free. No. It's good crap.
It's not free. I'm sending, you get good stuff in there, okay? But if you want to know all the details, just put box of crap in an email to dick@gizwiz.biz, and I'll send you all the details.
And remember, it's absolutely free. Do you think that's where they got the idea that it might be free? From me saying that? It is not.
And remember, it's not absolutely free.
It's not free.
Now, as soon as I reach the $80,000 that I paid in storage,
then
it will be free.
It'll be a giveaway.
That could be like 2089 if people buy 100 cases every week.
Mr. D, a pleasure it will be when I don't have to do this show anymore. Thank you so much.
Okay. And on that cheery note.
No. I love doing this, as you know.
I do, too. Yes. We have a lot of fun.
And if Discovery Channel wants to buy us, 39 cents, cheap.
Cheap. us worry?
Take care, Dick.
And, Kevin, if you're listening, send us your private phone number.
Yeah, please. I'd like to call and ask for money. That's probably not the best way to get it, if I say it. I will not ask for money, whatever I do.
No, me either.
No.
Me, just stock options.
Thanks,
Kevin, if you're listening, just seriously, I'll work without Leo anyway. No, just kidding. Okay, pal.
See you next time.
I'll be here.
Bye-bye.